Hello and welcome to Morning Fuel. I'm your host, John Bundy, and you are here because you believe in the power of the spoken word and its ability to change lives, and that by sharing our stories, we can help others to overcome challenges that they cannot overcome on their own. Whether it's a victory that you need to win in business or in your own personal life, you understand that answers can be found in listening to others who are willing to share their stories, knowing that their story ultimately doesn't belong to them. Okay, we are at Rincon Paddleboards with Cheeky.
Yes.
And this is our second or third time here, but we fell in love with Cheeky and what she does here with Rincon Paddleboards. We learned how to paddleboard out here for the first time a year and a half ago. It's October 2022. We came for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And Denise told us you need to go to Cheeky at Rincon Paddleboard. So Cheeky, very, very nice to be back and good to see you. You're here every day.
Yes.
Except Tuesdays. Mondays.
We open every day. Okay. I just like sometimes, someday when I can take a day off, mm-hmm. I take it.
Well, you were playing paddleboard pickleball last night. We came by there with the kids, but you were into it. You were like
you were a machine. There?
Yeah, you totally did not. You got blinders on. You
did
not see
us. Somebody was passing through. Yeah. No, because I got there late.
Okay.
You know, I cooked dinner and then I just like, okay, you know what? I changed my mind. I go.
Yeah.
I usually go like around 6:30, okay. But you know, I got there like 7:30, almost 8.
Pickleball is like the thing, like down
very
here.
Very addictive.
And do they only have the lights on that one court at night, or
they light up. Okay. Like three courts over there, and then the one that is called the Thunderdomes. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been here at this location with your business?
With the business is 10 years.
10 years. How long have you been in Puerto Rico?
22 years.
22 years. Wow. Yeah. And you, what? So when did you come here? I mean, what were you doing?
So it's 2024. So 22 years, it should be 2002, I came.
Okay.
I used to live in New York City. Okay. And then after the September 11, or before that, I came to vacation. And then I came here, I fell in love with the place, this place. And then I already knew that I'm going to move.
And then 9/11. And then you said, moving?
I don't remember if that was after or before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So now, what were you doing at the time? Like for a living, what were you doing when you moved here in 2002?
In the first 6 months, actually, I was kind of like figuring out, because back in the days, it was very cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, my rent was like $175.
Wow.
Like, it was, I had a roommate. But
sure.
Still, it was like 300 something, yeah. With like three bedrooms.
Yeah, felt like
and
you were
Lincoln
rich.
Lincoln was, you know, coming from New York City, 300 something for two, you know, apartment. It's cheap.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if it's really, I kind of want to see if it's really, this is a place that I want to really settle down and mm-hmm. really completely move.
Right.
But.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So you said 10 years you've been here with the paddle boards.
Yes, before that, after 6 months, I started DJing. And
you're DJing?
Yeah.
What? Did you do that in Japan too?
No, I did it in New York. And
okay.
Then when I came, I did bring the turntable back in the days. I bring a turntable, I bring the records.
What was your name? What was your DJ name?
DJ Chicago.
DJ
Chicago.
Chicago.
DJ
I was a part of a troupe. We did we DJ'd at high schools and churches.
When I was in
middle school.
Nice.
It was Cool J Productions and I was MC Johnny B. DJ Chicago. That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, neat.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for 10 years at this location?
Yes.
Okay, so the paddle
business, yes. And after the DJ, and then I was working also at the surf shop. And that's everything kind of started.
Yeah.
And the next to Maria's, next to Calypso.
Right.
And that's how kind of everything started.
Right.
You know.
So in 10 years being in business here.
No,
you
before
have...
the 10 years now.
Right.
But before the days of 10 years.
Okay.
Like 12 years.
Okay. And then, so since you started Rincon Paddleboard, you have survived
mm-hmm.
Hurricane Maria.
Yes.
You have survived the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You survived the earthquake and another hurricane.
Yes.
And you're still here.
Still
and
here.
Still standing.
Still crazy.
What was that like? What was Hurricane Maria like?
Actually, I wasn't here.
Oh,
I was.
Okay.
So
good
what
for
happened
you.
Is I was here in Irma. Remember Irma was
yes.
before between
yes.
the, and then
Hurricane
I already
Irma.
Had a trip to Rome, which is my husband,
okay.
Italy, and I went to Italy, and then Maria hit a week
okay.
later. So. You know,
it was
I
good you got out when you did.
I actually, yeah. I think I would be a very,
yeah.
you know, pain in the neck to be around without no water, no
oh,
electric.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Now then,
but it was very devastating. You know?
Sure. And then, so then the pandemic, was a pandemic before Maria?
Yeah, way before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Very good. I think
the business went away?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Everything completely. I think whole... around the world it was stopped, you know?
Sure.
And
which is insane because it's clean here and it, and the air is fresh and you
I
wouldn't
know,
have to worry about
and
that.
And I wasn't supposed to, nobody was supposed to be on
wow.
the beach.
Okay.
You know, police would tell you to get out.
Sure,
and
sure. Now, speaking of that and then my question, so we do what the fail and that is, have you ever had something challenging that's happened that maybe could have stopped your business? Do you think that was that or was there anything else?
I stopped my business.
Like, yeah, was that
there was a lot
hard?
Of challenge when I started because, you know, remember, I'm not from Puerto Rico.
Right.
And
they
know,
don't
when
speak
you're...
Japanese in Puerto Rico, but you have good English and you've been English speaking for a long time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then, you know, I'm okay, the basic Spanish, but yeah, it was a challenge to open a business in the island and, you know. It's not a welcome, by the way, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there's always competitions. And,
sure.
And we had a lot of, obstacles.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges.
Were there people that didn't want you to open?
Or they're trying to hustle you, or they're trying
got
to,
you.
You know. But when you do something that
like
you...
Like charge people less on purpose so that people don't come
yeah,
here
or
and
trying
stuff
to,
like that?
You know, try, okay. Yeah, or trying to put some space in there. You know, I guess when you go in a small island, it's kind of competition,
sure.
especially when before Rincon wasn't that popular so much, you know.
Sure.
And it's become such a popular.
Yeah. Well,
and,
for the surfing to an extent, right? It's popular for the surfing.
Very. But when the business goes up,
yeah.
everything economies goes
yeah.
up, and the business goes open, and the more business is open, in more competition, yeah. But
sure.
I'm coming from Japan. I'm living in New York City.
Yeah.
And a competition is used to it, you
sure.
know. If you want to do something, you gotta commit it, and you gotta
oh, yeah.
you gotta just keep, you know, hustling. Otherwise, you know, at the end of the day, I feel if they get jealous of me, I feel like I'm popping.
Yeah,
you know, I'm,
yeah, you are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are.
Like,
I mean, well, so we do business with people that we know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come here and we fall in love with you, it doesn't matter what you're selling, we're gonna buy it. So, you know, so we purposefully, I mean, we see other people that do
mm-hmm.
paddleboarding,
mm-hmm.
but we purposefully come here because
mm-hmm.
of you, not just because there are paddleboards here.
That's so sweet.
Right? So, you know, and we hope for the same for us when it comes to what we do.
Of course.
So,
not the trust, too,
yeah.
to what
yeah.
you represented and what
yeah.
kind of business that you want to do and committing. And the being the people around it, it's become like almost
yeah.
like a beach club.
It's a
you know?
It's a beach club. It's a community. It's
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
You know, you look out for each other
yeah.
like that. So when you go through those hard times, the pandemic, the
mm-hmm.
the a hurricane like that, what is it that keeps you going even when it's hard? What is your morning fuel?
Well, I think because I love what we do, you know, and well, especially pandemic, there was no choice to stop. There was
sure.
everybody was in the same box,
sure.
right? But you know, when obstacle comes all the time, when it comes to you, you just have to keep, you know, keep going.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
people, did you
yeah,
see
mentally,
that?
Mentally, really challenging.
Did you find
course.
That people began to really help each other out?
Oh, of course. People
the,
actually,
yeah.
like, I am so blessed that people like you or another, you know, community people always tell me, hey, I'm with you, man. Like,
yeah.
I know, keep
yeah.
going. Like,
yeah.
no matter what, you know, we
right.
love you. And then I'm,
right.
I'm like, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we're looking for a home here.
Yeah.
So any help we can get to find that home,
of
if
course.
Anybody knows.
Yeah.
So we just want to get down here so that once we're down here, mm-hmm. we have a heart to help small businesses out.
Yeah,
you know, we've done this podcast for free since 2019 because we love telling people stories
okay.
and promoting their business because we want them to do well.
Yes.
We want them to succeed. And when we help others succeed, we succeed too.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So cool, cool. So how do people reach out to you so that they can come and rent your paddle boards and all that?
When I started, it was just like started from like, I'll be honest, like 4 boards or 6 boards. I don't
okay.
remember. But then little by little, we start expanding and people start coming around.
And you've got a lot now.
Yeah.
So more people want to come here.
I lived here almost 12 years
yeah.
when I opened. So
right.
I kind of already knew people who
sure.
was living here. And I already made that trust
yeah.
from working from the other surf shop.
Right.
And it's kind of like, okay, I was already telling even the owners or people, hey, I'm about to open this.
Right.
Since my husband was lifeguard all his life,
right,
he came up with this idea, and I was like, you know what, I think that's a brilliant, you know, like
yeah.
and with my also personality and
your DJing skills.
I stopped for a while, I already stopped it a long time ago, but
so if somebody wants to rent your boards for a day, how do they contact you?
You can either call me or you can we have a website, www.incompatibles.com.
Okay.
Or you can simply call me.
What is
or
the phone number?
787-546-9545.
And you have Facebook and Instagram too?
Yes.
And it's Ring Compatible.
Yes.
Very easy to find. Cool, cool. So, Chiki, what, as a business owner, you mm-hmm. and your husband own this wonderful business,
mm-hmm.
what do you need most right now?
What do
as a business owner and for the future, what do you need most right now?
Hard question right now.
That's my only difficult question.
What do I need? That's just follow what you how to tell you. At the end of the day, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, right?
Sure.
You don't want to live in the if.
Yeah.
I have family members living the if.
If.
And it's it's hard when people live in the past or live in the future, which is I do that too sometimes. Mm-hmm. I worry a lot,
Right.
But you just have to keep going what your heart follows you.
Sure.
And if the time comes to my business, I think it's time to go. It's time to go. If it's not right now, I'm just still have the love to
sure.
be on the beach and
right.
Yeah, if I don't come to work, I miss it sometimes.
You get to do what you love to do
yeah.
in a place that you love to do it.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more beautiful than this view.
I know, right?
We dream about this when we're back in Virginia. We dream about this.
I know. And then I put it in the Facebook every day to make everybody jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, a lot of people from Puerto Rico actually reach out to me. And I was like, I always see your, reports every day. And I miss it, and that makes me motivated to come back.
Yeah,
that's
great. Chiki, really great to meet you, and we look forward to more. We can't wait to paddleboard again.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to move down here.
Yeah.
So we can have a business too, and we can support each other. So wonderful.
That's how
it works. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.